Good evening. The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast who serve you so courteously and efficiently with fire chief gasoline, Texaco motor oil, and Barfax, the scientific chassis lubricant, bring you an all-star summer review with Bobby Green, Tinky Tomlin, Seymour, Jack Renard, and the mayor of Texaco Town's nephew, Eddie Stanley. And here he is.
Those people laugh. It looks like I'm a big hit. Think of it. Even before I open my mouth, the people are screaming with laughter.
Why, you sap, no wonder they're laughing. You forgot to put on your shirt.
How do
you...
Some stuff. I mean, come
on. Well, I forgot it because I'm nervous. All week, I've been worrying about whether I made good or not.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, let me tell you that I've received thousands of letters inquiring about your health.
Gee, that's marvelous. You got letters inquiring about my health?
Yeah, they said, ain't Stanley dead yet?
Oh, Jimmy... That's not fair, because last Sunday, just after the program started, there was a storm or something, and they couldn't hear me in the east.
Yes, and they couldn't see you in the west.
Yeah? Well, let me tell you something. Hand me that phone there. I'm going to call up the listeners and find out what the people really think about me. I'll show you if they think I'm all right or not. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Madam, are you listening to your radio right now?
Yes, I'm listening to Eddie Stanley on the Texaco program.
That's fine. How do you like this new comedian, Eddie Stanley?
Oh, I think he's great. I wouldn't miss one of his broadcasts.
That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Oh, son, don't forget to come home for dinner tonight.
Quiet, Ma, quiet.
Hey, who was that?
Huh?
I said, who was that?
Wrong number.
Wow. Say, look, Stanley, here comes the mailman.
Well, what do you know? And look at that great big basket of letters he's carrying. Oh, I guess it must be my fan mail.
Mr. Stanley, I'm delivering fan mail to the studios.
Is all that fan mail for me?
No, just grab that postcard on top. The rest is for Eddie Cantor.
A fine thing.
Wait a minute, I was only kidding.
Well, that's better. I knew there must be something wrong. Give me the rest of my mail.
Sure, here's the other postcard.
Well, Stanley, go ahead and read your big fan mail. Go ahead.
Okay, listen to this one. It says, Dear Mr. Stanley, we are glad to hear of your success. No one in the world is happier than we are that you are finally making big money.
Say, who's that from?
The Wilshire Finance Company.
Oh. Some fan mail you're getting.
Well, maybe this other postcard is better. It says, Dear Eddie, we think you are the funniest man on the air. All of us here are crazy about you. Would write you more, but it's very hard to move my arm in this straitjacket. What is this?
That's not all you're going to hear, Stanley. There's a man coming in who looks like a Hindu mystic. Turban and all. Look at the way he's dressed up.
Behold, I am Yakub the Swami. I have come to peer into the future to see what awaits thee, Sahib.
You're going to tell my future?
Yes, I shall look behind the ball.
The crystal ball?
No, your future lies behind the eight ball.
How do you like that? A Hindu pool player.
Wait, I will consult the crystal ball. Ah, I see a great future for you.
Yes, go on.
Yes, I see three big letters connected with the name of a great comedian. Three big letters that are known from coast to coast.
I get it. Eddie Stanley is the comedian, and the three big letters are CBS.
No, Eddie Stanley is the name, but the three big letters are not CBS.
No? What are they?
PWA.
Warrington.
Yes?
Here's a young lady to see you. She says she has a letter from Deanna Durbin.
Well, young lady, what can I do for you?
This note will tell you all about me.
Oh, fine. Let me see it. See here. Dear Uncle Jimmy, this will introduce Maureen O'Connor, a very dear friend of mine. As you know, I am recording today with Mr. Stokowski's orchestra for my new picture. So I wonder if you would let Maureen sing a song in my place. She is only 13 years old, and you'll love her voice. Affectionately, and it's signed Deanna Durbin. Well, Maureen, I should say we will let you sing a song. Did you bring your music?
Yes, I did, Mr. Wallington. I gave it to Mr. Renard.
All right, then, sing, Maureen, with our best wishes and the best wishes of the first little lady of Texaco Town.
Mm-hmm.
of all of them. No, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just is, the way you sing off-key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. Get away from me. Remember way back when we were little kids? Oh, how we used to tussle and get all messed up. When you were king and I was queen, and the backyard was our empire, just yours and mine. We didn't know there was a world of heartaches as well as happiness. No. But the whole wide world isn't one half as grand as our backyard kingdom was. Remember the way we used to play, the way we chased the dream, the memory of that day. No, no, they can't take that away from me, the way you tried to show. Nightly shiver me, the way I sob my heart. No, they can't take them away from me. Oh, no, they can't take them away
from me. Thank you, Maureen O'Connor. That was lovely. And when Deanna returns next week, we'll tell her that she can be proud of the way you sang tonight. And by the way, here are some flowers that Deanna sent to you.
Thank you, Mr. Wallington. And thank you, Deanna.
Hey, Jimmy!
Yes, Jimmy. Yes, Eddie, yes.
You know, I'd like to meet Jack Bernard formally. Last week, I just met him musically.
Well, that's easy. He's standing right over there in front of the orchestra.
What orchestra?
Oh, Jack, step to one side so Stanley can see the orchestra. Attaboy.
Listen here, Wallington.
Yeah.
Don't you start kidding me about being fat.
That's right, Jimmy. Lay off him. Bernard, I'm Eddie Stanley, and I want you to know that as long as I'm on this program, I'll never kid you about your weight.
Oh, thanks. You see, Cantor always made fun of me. He even told me I looked like the new Buick.
That's ridiculous. You don't look like the new Buick.
I don't?
Of course not. How can a cow look like an automobile?
You know, Stanley, I never thought of that.
Renard, I'm not here to make fun of you. I'm here to help you. I'm going to reduce you this summer so that when Tanner comes back, he'll have nothing to kid you about.
Well, you're taking on a big job. Remember, Renard weighs 300 pounds.
It's a lie. Only 280.
Oh, stop.
All right, Renard. What's 20 pounds to you? Couple of fingers.
Well, how are you going to reduce me? Do I have to stop eating?
No. All you have to do is to take reducing pills three times a day. Now, look, there's a box of reducing pills in my dressing room. Go ahead. You might as well start now.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. In a week, I'll be a midget. Here I go.
There he goes. Say, tell me, Eddie, are those reducing pills really any good?
Are they any good?
Yeah.
Why, I've got a cousin who used to weigh 400 pounds, and then he started taking my reducing pills.
Yes, but did the pills reduce him?
Reduce him? Why, say.
Look, look, look! Here comes Renard, and he's bouncing. Look at
Jack, for goodness sake, why are you bouncing?
I swallowed your reducing pills, and I can't stop.
Are you sure? Let me see the box. No wonder you can't stop bouncing. You swallowed 24 golf balls.
You've all heard the story of the three blind mice, how they ran after the farmer's wife, how they met a sad fate. But we claim that story's not true. Jack Renard brings us his musical version of The Three Blind Mice. The time, the stroke of midnight. The scene, somebody's wine cellar. Are the most critical group of gasoline buyers in America. And tourists do not buy gasoline on claims. They buy on performance. Tourists, more than any other group of car owners, think in terms of efficient, low-cost mileage. With opportunities to try many different brands, they have found out for themselves that there is a difference in gasoline. And perhaps the finest endorsement we can think of is that more tourists buy Fire Chief than any other single brand. Benefit from the experience of bus companies, tourists, large buyers of gasoline everywhere. Stop at any of the service stations of the more than 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast. Remember, Fire Chief sells at no extra price. Yet Fire Chief's quick starts and instant pickup will save you gasoline. Fire Chief's full, even, sustained power will give you more miles to the gallon. For greatest driving economy, use Texaco Fire Chief gasoline.
Have you seen Seymour, Seymour?
You mean, have I heard Seymour, Seymour? And the answer is yes, because in a second you'll hear her, too.
Hello, Mr. Stanley. Say, I've been looking all over for you on account of I got a little present here, and before I give it to you, I just want to make sure. You ain't married, are you?
No, I told you that before. I'm not married. But what's the idea of that wedding cake?
That's for us.
But we're not married.
Well, you can't blame a girl for trying.
Oh. By the way, that's the funniest looking cake I ever saw. What kind is it?
It's a family sponge cake.
A family sponge cake?
To make it, Pa sponged the stuff from the family next door.
Oh, your father sounds kind of sappy. It's a wonder he ever had enough sense to propose to your mother.
Say, the day he proposed to Ma, she had a terrible cold and it affected her hearing. He had to holler, "Will you marry me?" so loud that four girls in the neighborhood sued Pa for breach of promise.
Say, were your mother and father engaged long?
Quite a while. You see, Ma told them that nobody believed they were engaged without a ring.
Yeah?
So for 2 years, Pa let her wear the pawn ticket. But finally, Pa got the ring out of Hawk and give it to her.
And so they were married.
Yeah, but you know the way they fight. Instead of getting married with a ring, they should have gotten married in a ring.
Do they really fight that much?
Do they? Why, just last night they had a battle, and Ma finished it with a pipe of pee.
You mean an Indian pipe, and they smoked it?
No, a lead pipe, and Ma soaked them with it.
Boy, that must have knocked them cold.
No, but it sure slowed them up a little. Pa wandered out of the house in a daze and got lost. About 4 hours later, he passed a boxing arena and seen a big sign that says, "Fighting here every night." Pa looked up at the sign and said, "Thank heavens, home at last."
Say more. Say more. Say, Look, come back a minute. Just to show you how much I think of you, I'm going to let you sing that song you started last week, The Object of My Affection.
Hold everything. Hold
Pinky
everything.
Townley.
Miss Seymour, I sure wish you wouldn't sing that song.
Why not?
Well, you see, I wrote it, and the way you sung it last week, I don't know, it was kind of like having somebody slap your baby.
Say, stop me if I'm wrong, but I kind of got an idea you just insulted me, but I think you're kind of cute, and by the way, you ain't married, are you?
Shucks, I ain't never going to get married. I'll just stick to my guitar.
Why, don't be ridiculous, Pinky. That guitar can't cook for you or take care of your house. Why, that there guitar can't give you love or affection.
No, but it sure gave me the object of my affection.
Listen, Pinky, forget about that guitar, will you? Look, Seymour's going to sing your song, and I'm going to accompany you on the piano with some fancy runs and stuff.
All righty. I'll sing if Pinky'll stand by for protection.
Sure I will. Here we go. Hey, where's the last note?
The last note on this piano ain't due till next month.
Yeah, that's what you think, mister. We came here to take the piano now.
Wait a minute, you can't take this piano.
No, I got my orders. The piano goes out.
Look. How much do they owe you on the piano?
$20.
I'll pay you the 4th of July.
Yeah, you're one wise cracker that'll be fired long before the 4th of July.
Oh, mister, the lady wants to sing.
All right. We'll wait. If the song is good, the piano stays.
Oh, gee, thanks.
But if the song ain't...
Okay, let's get into it, babe.
The object of my affection has got a punk complexion, a nose of rosy red. He's got a face like Frankenstein, but I wish that he was mine.
Come on, Bunky, let's take the piano.
He can be my steady. He's married already. You know just who I mean. Even though he's just a runt, it isn't Bobby Breen. Hey, mister, bring back the piano. Listen, why did you take the piano out?
Because I ain't got a license to take your tonsils out.
Well, Miss Seymour, I take back what I said about your singing. You know, it ain't half bad.
Oh, gee, thanks, Pinky. Now I'm going to pay you a compliment. I'll be very glad to be your wife.
Hey, Seymour, what about me?
No, I think I kind of go for Pinky. He looks nice and sensible.
That's just why I ain't going to marry you. I'm just as sensible as I look.
Say, Pinky, what do you got against women anyhow?
Well, I had a girl once back in Oklahoma. She picked on me all the time. Told me what to eat and what to wear. Wouldn't even let me smoke.
Oh, that's why you're afraid to marry me?
Yes, ma'am. You see, I don't have much luck playing the horses, and I won't take a chance on another nag.
Say, you got a lot of nerve calling me a nag. Why, I had a fella call on me for 6 years, and we'd have been going together yet if he hadn't wound up in the hospital.
Your boyfriend wound up in the hospital? What happened?
Well, one night we were sitting in the parlor spooning. There was only one little light burning in the corner, so my boyfriend picked up a book and threw it at the light.
Did that put him in the hospital?
Yeah. The light was on the end of Pa's cigar.
Well, you see, it just ain't safe to mess around with women.
Well, don't you worry. You're safe, Pinky. Women won't bother you the way you dress. Look at you. You always wear the same old suit.
That ain't so. I got 6 suits.
Yeah, if you got 6 suits, I'll bet you 5 of them must be long underwear.
You never wear asbestos. You ain't so hot yourself.
No. Well, my whole family are snappy dressers. Every evening, I wear tails and go swinging from nightclub to nightclub.
Yeah, I'll bet there's a time when your whole family had tails and went swinging from tree to tree.
Say, why are you fellas always fighting about me? Why don't you kiss me like you did last week?
Well, Pinky, why don't you kiss her? Show her how it's done in Oklahoma.
Well, all right. Miss Seymour, hold on to your left ear with your right hand. That's right.
That's it.
Now hold on to your right ear with your left hand.
Like this?
That's it. There we are.
Oh, say, thanks. But what's the idea of making me hold my hands up to my ears?
Well, you see, the last time I kissed a girl, my wallet and $9 was missing.
Say, Peggy, you don't have much luck with the women, do you?
No, Mr. Wallington. If you don't mind my saying so, I'm still going to stick to my guitar.
Well, that suits me. How about putting it to work, Pinky?
You bet. You know, I kind of got something special here tonight.
I
sent a wire to my buddies down in Durant, Oklahoma, to hop on a train and come up here and play some cowboy songs with me.
Oh, you got your own band, eh? Say, tell me, Pinky, what's the name of your band?
Oh, now, that's not fair, Mr. Wallington. It might sound kind of silly to you folks.
Oh, go on. Go ahead, Pinky. Tell us, what do you call your band?
Tomlin's Toe Teasers. Go get it, boy. He always sings jazzy music to his cattle as he swings back and forth in his saddle on a horse, pretty good horse, at a syncopated gait. And the cattle do the jelly to the roar of his revolver, how they run when he shoots his gun. Cause those western folks all know, well, he's a highfalutin rabbit shooting son of a gun from Oklahoma. He's some cowboy, talk about your cowboy, ragtime cowboy Joe. Give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Carry me back,
carry me back
to the lone prairie,
the lone prairie,
where the coyotes howl,
oh, hear them howl,
and the wind blows free.
Wind.
And when I die,
you're never gonna die,
you can bury me.
Bury you where?
Beneath the western sky,
watch away out there,
on the lone prairie, on that lone prairie.
Pinky Tomlin, you old coyote, I want you all to take the word of an old cowhand that you're the rip-snortinest, rough-ridinest guitar puncher I ever did see. You all can sing in my corral any old time.
Say, what's the idea of the Western lingo, Stanley?
Oh, that's just Oklahoma talk for Pinky. You're terrific, old.
Yippee! Woo-hoo.
Looks like a regular rodeo tonight. Here comes that little yearling, Bobby Breen. Partner?
Yep. I reckon it's about time you cowhands heard a little yodeling from Bronco Bustin' Breen.
Yep. I reckon.
Yep. I reckon.
Yep. I reckon.
All right, Mr. Renard. Bring on the reckon crew. Thank you.
Oh, Bobby, that was grand. Friends, these programs are presented by your neighborhood Texaco dealer. Drive into his station. As he serves you with Fire Chief gasoline and Texaco motor oil, he'll give you those extra services which are so essential to your complete motoring enjoyment. And now Jack Renard's singing violin says, remember... Be sure to tune in again next week, same time, same station, for Deanna Durbin, Eddie Stanley, Pinky Tomlin, Seymour Seymour, and Jack Renard. And two added features, Igor Gorin from Hollywood Hotel and Ella Logan, Scotland's contribution to the screen. Next time, try a Texaco dealer. James Wallington speaking. Good night, everybody. Good night, Eddie. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Nine p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. WABC, New York.